Today, throughout the world, the Church celebrates this solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Each year, this week after Pentecost Sunday, we celebrate this feast day in which we recall the central truth of our faith in God, that He is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a truth that was revealed fully only with the coming of Christ in the Gospel. We heard it, for example, in John's Gospel, how our Lord spoke about how He has received everything from the Father, and the Holy Spirit is going to declare unto us what belongs to Christ, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all present in these words of our Lord. So it's only with the coming of Christ that this truth of our faith is fully revealed, but throughout the Old Testament, there are various moments that kind of hint at or point to this revelation of the Blessed Trinity. And today's first reading from the book of Proverbs is one of the first texts to prepare the way for the revelation of the mystery of the divine persons in the Trinity, with this kind of personification of wisdom. We heard wisdom speak. And wisdom here is really a foreshadowing, a type of the coming of the Son of God, of Jesus Christ. In fact, later in his letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul will call Jesus the wisdom of God. So there's a hint in this first reading, which is why the Church gives us this reading on this Feast of the Trinity. And there's one, I think, rather interesting thing that wisdom, the Son of God, says in this first reading. He says, I was his delight, his being the Father, day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of the earth. What an interesting image of the relation between the Father and the Son, the Father taking delight in the Son, playing before him. Does this teach us something about the Trinity? I think it does. In a way, we can say that the relations of the three persons of the Trinity is a kind of eternal play. Not in the sense that they fritter away time. We often think of play as something kind of wasteful. Not in the sense that they occupy themselves with something unimportant, but in the sense that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are free from the burden, if you will, of work, of the need to always be producing some practical benefit. They're free simply to enjoy one another in this eternal play. God does work, it is true. We call his work creation, and then our salvation, our redemption. But why did God create? He created not because he needs something from us, and God certainly doesn't work in creation as if he needs to bring home a paycheck in order to put food on his table. He creates because this divine play, this communion of the three persons, is so good that he wants to share it beyond himself. And so he makes us, his creatures, with this destiny to share in this eternal playfulness of the communion of the Trinity. In the Gospel today, our Lord said, "The Holy Spirit will take from what is mine and declare it to you." What is his? As we heard in the first reading, his is to play before the Father. And this, in a way, is what will be our experience in heaven. Some years ago, I was teaching some second graders, and as I usually do at the end of the lesson, I just kind of opened up the floor for questions and answers. Always kind of an adventurous and maybe sometimes a dangerous thing to do. And one boy towards the back of the class raised his hand and he said, "Will there be video games in heaven?" I find often, as an aside, interestingly, that young children are often fascinated by heaven, by by kind of these supernatural and eternal things. My instinct was simply to say absolutely not, but I knew that probably a more diplomatic answer would be appropriate. So I said to him, you know, I guess we don't really know because Jesus doesn't talk about video games in the gospel. But what we do know is that our Lord teaches us we will be perfectly happy in heaven. And I said, so if, you can do a lot when you use the word if you need video games to be happy, you'll have them in heaven. But then I said, something tells me you'll probably not need video games in order to be happy. Hard as that is, maybe, for a second grade boy to believe. But you know, later I was thinking about that, and as silly as the question may seem, I think that little boy was on to something. Because deep in our hearts, we know that we have been created for something more than just kind of the burden of the workaday world in which we live. We long for something more than just that need to always be producing and accomplishing something. What's the saying? Boys never grow up. Their toys just get bigger and more expensive, right? Or we love, like this time of year especially, looking forward to vacations, right? To get away from the burdens of the workaday world. And I think that's because we know deep in our hearts that in the end, we're made for a kind of play. We're made simply to enjoy that perfect happiness of communion with God that is our destiny. And everything that is required of us in the practice of our faith, our Sunday obligation, the call to regular confession, the exhortation to live all the moral teachings that our Lord gives us through the church, all of these things, in the end, they're meant to free us. To free us from our slavery to sin that becomes a domineering master. To free us to be sons and daughters of God who simply play before Him and in whom He takes His delight. Let's rejoice today in the Blessed Trinity, this central truth of our Christian faith. And here, during this Mass, let's, if you will, play before our Father. Let's be here not seeking any particular practical benefit or any sort of productive work, but let's be here simply to enter into communion with the One who loves us. To take our place in this eternal play. For the Lord, the Father, delights in us. And it's in this that we will find our true joy. St. Patrick, pray for us.